Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Today, the 11th of December, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Yes, we are back. I'm back. Well, we're back, but Linda's on assignment this morning, trying to get us recovered from being gone for a week. But Ben, good morning. How you doing,
good
buddy?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fine. What'd you do last week?
Not much, mostly finals.
Oh, are you finished with finals, huh?
I finish on my birthday. I have my biggest paper due on my birthday.
And when's that?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I'll be in, so.
We're working on your birthday. You don't have to do that. Do you want to do that?
I think it'd be fun.
Okay. All right. Well, happy birthday. I'll tell you tomorrow. We'll just embarrass you. We'll sing. We'll have the archangel singing happy birthday to you. You're going to start doing the weather tomorrow. You can do that, right?
Sure.
Sure. But I got it today since it's in front of me. Okay. Today, partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 66 and a low tonight around 44. It's going to be sunny tomorrow. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A chance of rain. Mostly sunny with a high near 61 on Sunday, but the rest of the week's going to be just about like this, 60s and during the day and 40s at night. And the weather report's always brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friends, and maybe two tanks. So the difference is customer service, and Shasta Gas Propane has that. They have wonderful customer service. They treat their customers like friends. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have other good deals down there for all of their customers. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay. So, what went on around here while I was gone? Anything? I mean, I got phone calls and stuff, but anything? Nothing?
Not that I know of. Just very busy school for me.
Where's Sue? Sue knows everything. Sue, come in here for a minute. I know you can hear me.
Alrighty.
Okay, turn Sue on. All right, Sue.
You were going to ask me that.
Yes.
What happened when you were gone?
Yeah,
oh my
because
goodness.
It's been a week, and you do the news every day, and you're here every day.
It was a busy week last week, but we just had pretty much a level, calm week. Not a lot of activity going on, except for, we had, of course, the event at Turtle Bay, Garden of Lights, huge event, lots of attendance.
Well, yeah, I mean, thing is going to go on to, I think, what, January 4th.
Absolutely. And then we have Hawes Farms,
okay.
And they are just hopping. So everybody I'm running into is just really excited about the holiday season.
Have we started the Christmas light extravaganza yet?
When is that started? It has started. I think the right now we have people that are running for best lights. I don't think they've announced the winner, and I think they're going to announce the winner, I think, this week, possibly.
Okay.
I'm thinking the 13th. So, I'm thinking of the events that were happening, but,
We had the Christmas tree lighting. How about the parade? Did anybody get down to the Christmas tree or the Christmas parade?
It was the first year I did not go. I went to a party.
Oh.
I know. I went to this huge party Saturday night.
Did you two go?
I went to the Cascade show. I forgot
Christmas?
Yeah, the Christmas show. It was so good.
Oh, okay. How was that?
I loved it. My sister was in it. And literally down the street, the Christmas tree was getting lighted. So.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they always put on a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So,
but other than that, things town has been pretty quiet this past week since you've been. Maybe that's it. Maybe you were gone.
Maybe we should be gone more.
Very quiet.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, people are just excited about shopping, and hats off to law enforcement, RPD, working diligently to, you know, head off crime. When people are out shopping, they're catching more criminals.
I did see that. Because, you know, we read the, you know, read the news every day about what's happening in Redding, is that they had that sting out there and they caught a whole bunch of people.
And it's working. It is absolutely working. And they had, let's see, on Friday, a DUI checkpoint in Anderson. They arrested five people, and they teamed up with Redding CHP and Redding Police and caught some people. And, you know, people forget DUI isn't just drinking. It's drugs as well.
And it's under the influence. It doesn't mean you have to be falling down drunk because it's I think it's like 0.8. That could be a couple of, you know, that could be a couple of beers depending on your body size, and or a couple of mixed drinks. So
right.
Driving while buzzed is still DUI.
It is. And now's the time to think about. I mean, there's really no reason why people should be drinking and driving. We've got Lyft. We've got Uber. You know, there's friends. There's people.
Yeah.
People want to help out. They don't want you to drink and drive.
And then there was a Christmas parade here in California that the guy ran into the parade and injured a bunch of people, and it was a DUI. He was drunk.
Three people, rather young,
You
know, people were injured in that, you know, situation. But, you know, our parade went off without a hitch. And, you know, the Christmas tree lighting, of course, was a huge success. And we still have so many special events, you know, that we're going to be talking about here as well.
Yeah.
Besides, you know, the Garden of Lights. That's just one. I keep hearing more and more people saying how much they enjoyed it this year. And it just gets better every year.
It does, and they build on the good things. And today at 7:30, we're going to be talking about Reese for Heroes event that's happening this weekend. But there, our guests are coming on then at 7:30.
Excellent.
Okay, Sue, thank you very much.
Thanks for inviting me in.
Keep us on the air. That's right.
Okay, thank you.
And gosh, you know what? I'm going to take a little bit of an early break here, Benny, because I want to talk about Las Vegas. I want to talk about that tragic incident down there, that tragic that shootings down there, and being there in the town. This is a large city, but the impact it had on that whole city. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is truly a community bank with a local board of directors and local people running it. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. They are a community bank. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 17 years ago. We bank there, and we're very happy with Cornerstone Community Bank. They sponsor so many local organizations and events, too. Plus, they're in here for the construction of downtown. They're just a full-service bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Chairman Jones from the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, inviting you to my third town hall meeting with special guest Dr. Frank, Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel. Are you ready for the truth about elections? Are you ready for a bombshell? Chair Jones, town hall meeting is free and open to all residents. Saturday, December 16th, 6 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Don't miss this event. Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
Bow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garlands, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles, along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh, and we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Welcome back. Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Locally owned business. Been in the business for a couple of decades. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Truly from the old school, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. Lots of times you'll never even see the fix in your windshield. But if you're not sure, gosh, is this going to impact? Is this little chip going to come into a crack? Why don't you take your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. He guarantees his word for the life of the windshield. Yes. And he does great work. He's worked on Linda's windshield, my windshield, friends' windshields, and we're all happy. It's a veteran-owned business, my friends. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Anne Marie.
Monday morning, Carl, and welcome back.
Thank you. What's up?
Well, this past weekend, we went to the Oasis Fun Center. You know, it's all lit up for the season.
Okay.
We did some golf. I actually got a hole in one. And I have witnesses. And we did the go-karts under the lights. It was a lot of fun. They also had a fire pit, so we were able to sit for a little bit, and that was nice. The Oasis Fun Center is actually doing their golf course of lights through January 15th. They are located at 3330 Cascade Boulevard in Reading. And if you would like to check them out and want more information, visit their website at oasisfuncenter.com. We enjoyed ourselves. We had a lot of fun.
Great.
I also wanted to mention on December 13th, we send out special birthday wishes to the National Guard. And Saturday the 16th is National Reef Across America Day, dedicated to remembering and honoring our service members that have passed by placing a wreath on their gravesite. I've taken part in many wreaths across America, and I can highly recommend, if you can, to do one of those events.
Well, there is going to be one, and our guest at 7:30, you're going to be talking about that. Our Wreaths for Heroes is going to happen this weekend, but we'll talk a lot about that.
Absolutely, and I'll let you guys run with that ball.
All right.
As we begin our community calendar, a quick reminder that the tickets for the Reading Rodeo will go on sale this week, December 13th. And for more information, you can go to readingrodeo.com. The 76th Reading Rodeo will take place May 15th through 18th, 2024. I can't believe we're talking about 2024 already.
Yeah, wow. Gee, it just seemed like yesterday it was 2023.
I know. It just goes like that. just a heads up, folks. The Sensory Hour at the Reading Garden of Lights is sold out. But there is an option to be put on a wait list, according to the website, and that's a nice resource. The regular event hours, because we have mentioned the Reading Garden of Lights this morning, it's Wednesdays through Sundays of 5 p.m. through 9 p.m., and this will be going on through January 7th. It's located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. Looking to make a difference this holiday season? American Legion Auxiliary Unit 720 in Shasta Lake presents their Adopt a Family program. They currently have 13 families that have been nominated for this program. They are in need of donations such as toys, jackets, shoes, food gift cards to local grocery stores, and other gift cards such as movie cards, department stores, and local attractions. Deadline to donate is December 15th. Delivery will be December 22nd. Donations can be dropped off at the American Legion Post, located at 4309 Vallecedro Street in Shasta Lake. For more information on drop-off times or the Adopt-A-Family program, please call 530-275-8211. On Saturday, December 16th, come support Bella Vista Grill's first annual Christmas social from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at 21442 California 299 East. Sip hot cocoa and roast s'mores while helping support local families in need here in Shasta County. Wear your best ugly Christmas sweater for a chance to win a prize. There will be some seasonal guests on hand also to complete the event. For more information, visit Bella Vista Grill on Facebook. Also on Saturday, the California Dance Company presents Slaying with CDC at the Cascade Theater, located at 1731 Market Street in Reading. Showtimes on the 16th include 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 7 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at cascadetheater.org. Also on Saturday, it's a busy weekend, American Legion Post 746 will host their annual Kids Christmas Party from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Post, located at 3297 Chestnut Street in Cottonwood. This event is open to the public and for kids 16 and under. Snacks and drinks will be provided, as well as some special guests that will be handing out presents to the kids. There will be a holiday vendor fair from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday, December 17th, put on by American Legion Auxiliary Unit 197 at 1605 Yuba Street in Reading. For kids 10 and under, there will be free cookie and ornament decorating from 1 to 4, and soup and bread will be served from 1 to 6 p.m. And finally, don't forget to check out Historic Haws Farms for their Lights on the Farm, currently running through December 30th. Now, if you go to their website, you can see a map of lights on the farm and all the attractions. Some highlights listed include a 50-foot Christmas tree, lighted train rides, 2,000 square foot skating rink, Christmas movies on the big screen, food and craft vendors, rides and kid-friendly activities and photo opportunities. For event hours and to purchase your tickets, visit historichawsfarms.com. And be sure to also visit them on Facebook. They are located at 6465 Deschutes Road in Anderson. And that is your sample of festive events taking place this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Wow. A lot of stuff going on.
Lots happening right before we head into Christmas.
Wow. Christmas is...
2 weeks.
It's 11 days.
Not that I'm counting, or kind of maybe I am.
It's like 11 days. Today's, what, the 14th? It's 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
You're right.
Uh-huh.
Today's the 11th. Yeah, I don't know what day it is when I travel.
That's
okay.
Why you have me.
That's true. Okay, thanks very much, Anne-Marie. Talk to you next week.
Okay, catch you next Monday, everyone.
You bet. Looks like the war in the Gaza Strip may be winding down. The Netanyahu said that they've got a lot of the Hamas soldiers are surrendering, and he's calling it the beginning of the end. And he called on Hamas soldiers to surrender. He acknowledged the war remains in full swing, but said since they're surrendering, it looks like they've seen they can't win, and Israel's putting a whole lot of pressure on them and killing the ones that still want to fight. And the IDF, Israeli Defense Force, is focused on locating Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. So. Sinwar is thought to be hiding in one of the many tunnels beneath the city of Khan Yunis, the largest city in southern Gaza. I brought this up a couple, when this thing first started about that, is I'm surprised the Israelis didn't figure a way of running and flooding the tunnels, but the UN feels that that's not humanitarian to flood the tunnels. But you get 700 miles of tunnels under there. I guess you could drain, the Red Sea. But anyway, so we'll see what happens with that. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Their sale is going full swing, 20% off everything, and they're already the prices were really good. They've got a full assortment of jewelry, everything from estate jewelry to Native American to old pawn, turquoise, watches, bracelets, everything you can imagine they have at Four Winds Jewelry, including specially designed pieces there. Really good people own Four Winds Jewelry. You can go down there, Rebecca and Henry, and then Leonard, who used to own Four Winds Jewelry, is going to be there during the sale time. So hop on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever, the 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
If I can take you up in paradise up above, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and open with me again, boom.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You know, you have such an eclectic taste in music, Ben.
Thank you very much.
I meant that as a compliment.
It's History of Rock at College, you know, Dr. What's his name?
What now? Say it again. Got to be louder here.
History of Rock at College. That's the class.
You're taking that?
I took it last year. It was one of the most fun classes I've ever taken.
History of Rock and Roll?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Oh, I want to take those classes. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Bob. Linda is trying to catch us up at the at home where we've got HVAC guys coming in again. And so that's where she is today. And so we drew straws and I lucked out and here I am. And I'm here with George Winship. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
And, of course, Frankie, the man, Rose.
Hello.
And we're talking about something that's going to happen this weekend, and it's called Rees for Heroes program. George, talk to us about this program.
This program is near and dear to my heart and also the heart of my sweetheart, Kim Chamberlain.
Everybody loves Kim Chamberlain. Everybody loves Kim Chamberlain.
Okay. The program started 17 years ago when Kathy Strudel, a sergeant with the California Army National Guard who was on the honor guard out at the cemetery. Uh-huh. The cemetery had just started in 2005, so we're talking 2007.
Right.
She came to Kim after going to Steve Jorgensen, who ran the cemetery for the state, and the state didn't have any money to do the program, but she wanted to pattern a program similar to Wreaths Across America in the local area. And so Kim immediately invited her to the Anderson Rotary Club, and they passed the hat and raised $500 to buy wires to make wreaths. At that time, there were only 500 grave markers and memorials out there at the cemetery. You got to remember that. So they contacted William M. Beatty, who's a forester here in town, and he had a tree farm, and they were able to cut enough boughs and haul them back to the cemetery, and they fashioned 500 handmade wreaths with ribbons for that first ceremony. And we patterned it again after Wreaths Across America program, but because they demand that you use their wreaths, which are trucked out from a company in New York, their wreaths are $15 to now $25 a piece.
Yeah.
We thought the handmade wreaths were a better choice. Second year, we did the same thing. We passed the hat and got some businesses involved. Sonic Drive-In, Upper Crust Pizza, Jersey Mike's wasn't around yet, but they've been in on it almost since the beginning, and they were in it again this year raising money.
Jersey Mike's is just,
aren't they fabulous?
Bev and,
yeah,
and Joe are just really cool people.
Well, Kim knows them because they also own the Carl's Jr.'s, and Carl's Jr.'s has always stepped up to her, solicitations So anyway, we got this wreaths program started, and we've recently renamed it Holiday Wreaths for Heroes. Because you decorate your house for Christmas, so why not decorate the graves of those loved ones and the heroes of our community who have served their country and given their all? And so 17 years later, we're ready to distribute thousands. I'm talking 5,000 to 7,000 wreaths at the cemetery. We need lots of volunteers to come out from the community to help us get those placed on the wreaths with proper respect and honor for the people who those markers represent. And so on Saturday, the 16th of December at noon, we're planning a short little program to talk about the Holiday Wreaths for Heroes program. Jonathan and Aaron Paradis have taken the program over from Charlotte Bailey, who handled it for 10 years after Kim gave it up. So there's a real progression there. But Jonathan and Aaron Paradis were involved from almost the beginning because their son Ryan had donated the proceeds from his FFA goat to help build the wreaths years and years ago when he was like 11 or 10 or 12 years old. I can't remember the age. But anyway, they've taken over the program, and it's become near and dear to their hearts as well. So come join us at noon at the Igo Cemetery. It's about a 35 to 45-minute drive, depending on which route you take. There's several ways to get there. You can take Placer from northwest Reading. You can take Clear Creek Road from south Reading. You can take Olinda Road from Anderson, or you can even go clear down to Gas Point Road in Cottonwood and drive out there.
That's a long drive.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
From Reading it is.
Huh?
If you live in Cottonwood, it's not a long
drive. No, but if you live in Reading, when you make that turn, it just seems like you keep going on and on and on and on. And to me, it's a lot shorter either going up Placer or off of the 273 Clear Creek.
Yeah.
Get you right up there.
Yeah.
But in any case, they are also looking for volunteers this week to help prepare, if I understand right.
Right. Starting today, they'll be fluffing the wreaths. The wreaths are artificial wreaths now. We've gotten away from hand-making the wreaths because no way could we make 5,000 to 7,000 wreaths in a week's time. And so they store artificial wreaths on PVC pipes in a storage unit up there at the cemetery. And every year they get them out and fluff them up, make them look nice, put new ribbons on if the ribbons have deteriorated. And
I was wondering how they stored those. So they put them on pipes so they hang the whole time. So
they hang.
So they're not crushed and
but
everything.
But they do get compressed a little bit because they put 20 or 30 or 50 on a pipe. But anyway, it's a good service project to fluff those wreaths, and usually we get donations from some food vendors. We've had help from Sonic Drive-In in the past, and also Upper Crust Pizza, Sons of Italy have come out and made spaghetti for us. And, you know, a lot of different groups get together and help feed the volunteers. And sometimes we use work release inmates from the jail.
That makes sense. Okay, so from today through Friday, from 9 a.m. to noon, out at Igo is preparing the wreaths, and that's
correct,
getting them off and getting them fluffed up, new ribbons if they need it.
Right.
The laying of wreaths will be this Saturday, December 16th at 12 noon.
Correct.
And there'll be like hot cocoa and cookies afterwards provided by the
Anderson Kiwanis.
Okay. And then the another big part is after everybody has put them out. And if you've never done this, you need to go out there because it gives you feelings of one, hey, we're remembering these heroes, but you know, it makes you feel good. But then just seeing the immensity of this, with those wreaths. And one year I remember it snowed. After we put the wreaths out.
The first 2 years we did it when we had handmade wreaths,
yes.
God blessed us with snow.
And
it looked absolutely beautiful.
And that photo is still out there.
It is.
And it is absolutely beautiful. And then on January 3rd, starting at 9 o'clock until finished, picking up the wreaths.
Yeah, we need to pick up the artificial wreaths. We had some problems with wind blowing the wreaths around, and so we've come up with an elastic band that we put around the grave marker to hold the wreaths in place. And so they need to be carefully taken off to preserve that elastic band. And we store them all year because for a dollar donation, we can buy an artificial wreath or a ribbon. And we need one of each for each of those graves out there. And they're burying 300 to 500 people a year out there. So every year the need grows and grows and grows.
Well, I remember when I first moved here, it was 16 years ago. Yeah, I went out to IGA. Remember the Patriot Guard riders.
Mm-hmm.
And there were, that whole front area was open.
Yeah.
It was just open. And now the whole front area is filling in very quickly.
Right.
And then where do they go to next, George?
Well, they've got several more sections that are actually vacant still.
Okay.
They have section, I don't know the numbers. We just started filling section 8 out there.
Okay, now, section 8 is, now when you drive in, and I think most people have been, well, maybe not, but here's a good chance to go out to IGA and really see it. It's a beautiful, beautiful final resting place for our veterans and their spouses, by the way,
right,
who can be buried out there also. And it's a beautiful chapel that's open now.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, what do you call those mausoleums on the left-hand side where you can put cremains?
Yeah, we started out with 4, and now we've added another 12. So there's actually 16.
I don't know what
they
call them.
Crematories, where they put the cremains.
Okay.
The
yeah. Very nice with brass, you know, name tags on it. And then you have the whole front of the, as you drive in, of the cemetery is filling. Mm-hmm. And it's not, well, I guess there's still some spots. But then behind that, over there by the building, but where's the next area?
The cemetery actually is way larger than the fenced portion of what you see now.
Yeah.
And so if the need arises, and I'm sure it will someday, they have property both across the road and
there's
parking now.
Yeah.
We can easily take over that parking area and convert that into grave areas as well.
Okay. So is... Hop in there. You got to talk into it, Frank.
And how those tickets went.
Yeah. So Frank knows the numbers better than I do, but we distributed 2,500 tickets to patrons who might be interested in buying a Jersey Mike sandwich. And if they took the tickets in during a certain, it was from the 27th of November till the 1st of December, if they took one of those tickets into Jersey Mike's and donated at least $3 towards the price of the sandwich, then they got a free sandwich from Jersey Mike's. And we raised, what, about?
$1,200.
We raised over $1,200.
Jersey Mike's, I can't say enough about those people.
And
plus their food's good.
Yeah.
They returned about 288 tickets, and the average income for all those tickets was $5.5 a ticket, $5.5 a ticket.
Oh, good.
So it works for them. It brings new customers in,
yeah.
It helps us.
Right. Okay. Okay, so that's going to be this Saturday at noon, and they need all the help they can to get out there at noon to start laying these. And this is a great thing for Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, explorer programs, you know, clubs.
We use the CCC, the California Conservation Crew.
Have you talked to the Sea Cadets?
We have the Sea Cadets
out there
regularly. And the other Boy Scout groups come out and help us, and Girl Scout groups and youth groups of all kinds.
But anybody can go out there and grab... grab 8 or 9 and just, you know, put them out there. You don't have to be there all day.
But even even little kids, 3 and 4 years old, with the help of a parent, can place a wreath with respect and honor and
absolutely
say the name of the person that they're decorating the grave of.
Yeah. Boy. Okay. Now, to help, if you've got time on your hands, you can go out there right now and, at 9 o'clock. And from 9 to noon, they are just getting them ready. They're going to do that all week long. And then the Land of the Reefs Saturday at 12 noon, and we're picking them up on January 3rd.
Right.
So it'll give you, you know, it's a good way to start off the new
year. And if you can't make it out there, we really encourage you to go. But if you can't, just send a check with whatever you can donate to the program in care of the Northern California Veterans Support Group. We are a nonprofit, 501c3, federally and state recognized. And
were you on Giving Tuesday?
I don't know if we took part in that, but
you should take part in that.
We should, yeah.
You should take part in that. You can make, I'm sure you can make sufficient money to, you know, for the new reefs that you're going to need. And
we're just coming out of the COVID closedown.
Yeah,
You know, we're trying to get all these programs back up and running. So
another good government program that helped us.
Yeah.
we're here from the government. We're here to help you. Here's your COVID. Okay. All right. Well, George and Frankie, you're going to hang around. Oh, no, you're not hanging around. You got somebody else coming in Wednesday. Yeah. Racing pigeons. Now, you say to yourself, racing pigeons? Really? And let me tell you, it is fascinating.
Very much
fascinating when you hear about these pigeons. Anyway, okay, George, I'm going to be talking about this all week.
Thank you, sir.
See if we can get a good turnout there.
Appreciate your support.
No, thank you for what you do, you and Kim and the whole gang out there, and you, Frank. All right, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Maxwell Insurance and Financial is all your financial and insurance needs under one roof. That's right, two separate divisions. Judy started this business back in 1993 and has been helping people ever since. Excuse me, I'm still coughing up Las Vegas. If you're looking for some help with your insurance, since insurance has gotten so crazy, or a second look at your retirement plans, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and analysis. And she, you know, we do business with Judy Maxwell, and we're real happy with it. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
I wonder about the tears and children's eyes, and I wonder about the soldier that dies. I wonder, will this hatred ever end? I wonder, and worry my friend. I wonder. Wonder, don't you?
Hello, this is Chairman Jones from the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, inviting you to my third town hall meeting with special guest Dr. Frank, Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel. Are you ready for the truth about elections? Are you ready for a bombshell? Chair Jones' town hall meeting is free and open to all residents. Saturday, December 16th, 6 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Don't miss this event. Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
Whether you're born country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the Mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, "Merry Christmas!" They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, side-by-side, skid steers, backhoes, for the day, the month, or just buy yourself a little tractor. Everybody wants one. You know you do. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. It's locally owned, locally operated. They do a lot for Toys for Tots, by the way. That's NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. Okay. Last week we were in Las Vegas. Well, we were in one spot in Las Vegas, essentially. We're at the South Point Hotel. And it's one of the more interesting hotels, I think, in Las Vegas. The guy that built it owned, I think, I don't know if you remember, like the Barbary Coast and all those other coast-type hotels. He owned those. And he sold all those, and he built the South Point Hotel and casino. His wife was an equestrian, and he was too, but not to the extent where she was. She was into cutting horses. Mm-hmm. But when they built this hotel, the whole idea behind it was to make it so you could have equestrian events. So there's three arenas, one, two, three, four arenas there, and the Professional Women's Rodeo Association, or Women's Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, has their breakaway roping. Breakaway roping is where the woman ropes a calf, but the rope is tied to the saddle horn with a thin string, and she ropes the calf, stops her horse, and when that string snaps, pulling that rope off, time stops. So it's exciting. It's fast. I mean, you see winning times under 2 seconds from, you know, from the time she crosses to the time that that rope snaps. And you'll see other longer times, just like you will in any type of rodeo events. But they have that there. They also have the World Series of Team Roping at the South Point Hotel, where thousands, I'm not exaggerating here, thousands, 5,000-6,000 people show up for team roping. There's like, I don't know, 15 different, groups that are roping. There is, different ages, different levels of roping. And there's more money paid out in those 4 days than the 10 days of the National Finals Rodeo, if you can imagine that. I mean, millions are paid out. So, going to South Point, we asked their media staff. We needed a place to put our equipment and our table up and our banners and all that, and they were very, very helpful. Andrew, I think it's Ryder, is in charge of putting things on like that, and then he got us a spot where we could just leave all of our stuff up. In fact, we could have left all of our stuff because it was right next to the box office up in by Prefert's Pavilion, which is up on the second deck there. We could just left all of our stuff there and not had to drag it back and forth. So we left the banners and all that, but we did take our electronics, everything that we used to get on the air. Took it back to the room, but as it turns out, we really could have just left it there because the thing's locked up all the time and there's always people in there. So anyway, he took us on a tour of the equestrian facilities there. And this is what knocked me out. And I'm going to put it on Facebook. You go down and where there, you know, it's different levels. And there are stalls down there to put. Are you ready for this? How many horses, Ben, do you think they can stable under South Point? Just horses. Each of them in a nice size stall. How many do you think they can put under there?
Maybe like 50?
2,000 horses. These are permanent stalls, but then they bring in the portable stalls and these others. They can put in that area, right there in the area, not in the hotel, but right across the road and in the hotel, 4,000 horses or more be stabled there. Where they're in protected areas, some of it is kind of a tent structures, but covered, totally covered. And my question was, what do you do with all the manure? Because 4,000 horses, even 2,000 under the hotel. And it's open. It's not like they're in enclosed rooms or anything. No, there's big openings in there where you can drive in and out and all these. But the way it's designed, 2,200 in these permanent, really nice stalls. I mean, we walked down there, absolutely clean, absolutely spotless. And the gent who runs the arena, Steve Stallworth, said, "Oh yeah," he says, "if we have flies, we hear about it immediately from the hotel." So they are constantly working at that. So he says, we take the manure that goes out, goes to a facility that uses it for organic farming. And, you know, they come in and take it as much as we can produce, because this is a huge facility, I guess, for that. But if you can imagine how much horse manure comes out of that many horses. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And then the bedding, which is, and each horse has bedding in there, wood shavings, that goes into another company that takes that for mulch. They use for mulching. So, I mean, it's all taken care of. And this is, you can imagine how huge this is. This is in the South Point is out in, I guess it would be kind of like southern. Off, it's not on the strip, of course, and it's out of the ways, but it's still, I mean, it's still really close to town. You just hop on the 15 and it takes you right into town. But it's got everything there. It's got 10 restaurants. It's got buffets. It's got steak rooms. It's got Michael's, which is a very, very exclusive restaurant there. It's not even advertised. It's just a door, and it's Michael's. Yeah. Yeah, I think reservations are like 2 years out for it. We didn't go. Anyway, we got to run for the news. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The House expected to vote this week on a resolution advancing the Biden impeachment inquiry. Dealing with the smallest of majorities, House Republican leadership is working to round up the necessary votes to formalize the inquiry. Former President Trump deciding not to return to the witness stand today at his civil fraud trial in New York. Mr. Trump says he very successfully and conclusively testified last month. And he tells the New York Young Republican Club that he's being politically persecuted, but is enduring it for all Americans.
Every time radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it a great badge of honor. I'm being indicted for you. These are not indictments in the traditional sense. These are Biden indictments against their... This is just against a political opponent.
The cleanup and the grieving both are underway across mid-Tennessee, where at least six people died and many homes were damaged or destroyed in the devastating weekend storms.
Crews were already at work cleaning down trees and restoring power to homes in Nashville, where people fled to safe rooms as Saturday's tornadoes struck.
It sounded like an explosion went off. You could hear stuff flying everywhere.
Greg Chance says he's grateful no one was hurt at his home, but he's mourning the death of a friend whose trailer home flipped onto another.
He lost his love.
Also killing a woman and her two-year-old son in the trailer below. The woman's brother arrived from Atlanta, having to tell family what happened. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel's military attacking Hamas targets in both southern and northern Gaza. At the same time, terrorist rockets continue to rain down on Israel. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 106 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
The UN is asking for $46.4 billion for humanitarian operations next year. That's down from a substantially larger request that was made for this year.
UN aid agencies never get every penny they want, but in 2023, the funding gap was stark. Just $20 billion of the requested $56 billion was provided. Despite escalating needs, One in five children either lives in or has fled a conflict zone, and the number of people forcibly displaced has doubled in a decade. The UN feels there's no point asking for money it won't get.
The BBC's Imogene Foulkes. British Prime Minister Sunak facing one of the toughest weeks of his 13 months in office, being grilled by lawyers today about his decisions during the pandemic. At the same time, he's having to fend off a rebellion from lawmakers over his signature immigration policy. News and analysis at townhall.com. There's a new nuclear missile out there. It's a gigantic ICBM called the Sentinel.
The Air Force says the $96 billion Sentinel overhaul involves 450 silos in five states, their control centers, three nuclear missile bases, and several other testing sites. Officials say while the changes could improve the efficiency and quality of life on the bases, it also creates problems the Minuteman missiles have never faced. Jason Walker reporting.
A leading barometer of inflation is due for release tomorrow. The Labor Department issues its November report on prices at the consumer level. Overall, inflation didn't rise from September to October, the first time that consumer prices collectively hadn't risen month over month in more than 1 year. Analysts expect prices remain flat from October to November. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, right here in Redding, California. Last week, of course, Las Vegas, but today, Redding, California. Today, the 11th of December, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's on the controls there on the Starship Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Do you feel like, okay, do you know who Sulu is?
No.
From Star Trek?
No, never really a big Star Trek guy.
Okay.
Sulu.
You know, after the series and the first couple of my, I haven't watched it either. It's like Star Wars. I've watched the first three Star Wars, but never could get into the follow-on ones, and it's, you know, it's just been like a series of them, and I couldn't tell you anything about them,
yep,
really, after the first three. But good morning, everybody. Gosh, the weather today, partly sunny, then gradually, it looks real sunny right now, with a high near 66. It's going to be beautiful, low tonight around 44, and you can just take Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday during the day, just like today, it's going to be like that. It's going to be beautiful this week. Great temperatures, not too cold, lows around in the 40s. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers and a chance of rain on Sunday, and mostly sunny, though, with a high near 61. Weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned company out of Anderson. It's family-owned. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They do so much for our community. They're like truly, the, you know, those secret angels that go out and help a lot of people. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And, okay, I want to, before I get into things that are happening, I want to finish up on what happened on the national finals. Of course, on Wednesday, there was a tragedy there where this, 67-year-old professor of business had applied for a job at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Did not get the job and went onto campus with a list of people. And he walked into their, I think it's called the Ben Building, and it's their business, college. It's part of the university. And he targeted the three people there and he shot and killed these three people. It wasn't indiscriminate where, as you've seen, somebody just walks in and starts blasting away. He targeted at least, you know, some of these people, he killed three, went down, and as he left, as he was leaving the building, he was confronted by campus police who were first on the scene. And the campus police are not the campus police of my youth. they were there to make sure that, you know, nobody was falling into the, you know, into the canal and drowning and all that. But they confronted him, and in a shootout killed him. But when he walked out, there were a lot of students out there, so you really don't know what could have happened. But it appears he had a list of people on campus, but also back on his last campus where he worked too. Anyway, thank God that the first responders were there and responded quickly. I mean, within, from the time the shots were fired till they were there, you know, 2, 3, 4 minutes. But the impact it had on Las Vegas was amazing. If you remember 6 years ago, that crazy person that started shooting at a concert from a tower that was, you know, overlooking the site, had done killed so many people. Since that time, the training and training and training for active shooters has just been very intensive in Las Vegas. So there was no question about what they were going to do and how they were going to do it. The impact it had on the city was just amazing. Signs everywhere, Las Vegas strong. The first night of the National Finals Rodeo for the very first time was postponed. The Thomas Mack Arena, which is center arena, which where is the rodeo takes place, is on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. And in fact, they play basketball games in there. Yeah, I mean, they bring in tons of dirt. And we talked about that last week, about how they do it, the type of dirt and all this. But that's where the Running Rebels from Las Vegas play. So the opening night of the National Finals was postponed to the next night, till Friday. And then they're taking that night they missed, and they're going to do it on the 13th, which is Wednesday. They're going to do it in the morning. No spectators, no acts, nothing. They're just going to go down there and conduct the rodeo and get the times and the scores for everybody. But the impact on this very large city was amazing, like that. And then, of course, on the NFR, we were fortunate to have the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association on our show Thursday. And they were literally trying to figure out what they were going to do. They had canceled Thursday night, but then they were trying to figure out what they were going to do. And Tom Klaus showed up on our show at 7:05 in the morning. And I said, you know, Tom, I just didn't think you were going to be here because you had so much. You've got so much in your plate. And he says, well, I said I was going to be here. And our first meeting, our meeting is going to be at 9 o'clock. So I wanted to talk about this and how, you know, the impact it also had on all the participants and everybody here. And you can't just have a rodeo the day after this happens. And everybody totally agreed with him. So so it was postponed. But this is the kind of atmosphere you're in. I mean, it's hard to explain thousands of people that are staying there at this hotel and throughout Vegas. 17,000 would show up for every one of those performances are sold out, and they can put 17,000 people in there. Then you add on to that the breakaway roping, and then this weekend, this coming weekend, the World Series of Roping, and of team roping. And then they also have the junior championships, world championships for junior rodeo. All, most of the same events, smaller, you know, they don't do, tie down roping, but they do breakaway and they do pole bending and all this. So all these people are there. Then they have something called Cowboy Christmas in the Las Vegas Convention Center, which is hundreds of thousands of square feet filled with vendors. Everything you can imagine is in there that has to do with horses, the Western way of life, clothing, everything, jewelry, everything. And up in the top floor is the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation's big exhibits, which covers thousands and thousands of square feet, everything about hunting and fishing and side-by-sides, everything you can imagine about that. So this is a big event for Las Vegas, and this is our second year there. And, again, I would totally recommend South Point Hotel as a place to stay, even if you're not going down there for the for the NFR or other things, because it's, the people are extremely friendly. They call the owner by his first name, Michael. Michael goes down and has breakfast with his people down in the breakfast or lunch with his people down in the employees cafeteria. He's we talked to a lady that worked there for 16 years as a server. She said, I worked in one of his other hotels, and I followed him over here. And she's talking about him like on a first-name basis and how much she enjoyed working for this man. And it's a non-union hotel. He pays union wages. But it's a non-union hotel. It was extremely interesting talking to everybody there about what a great guy this is. Just like you all probably talk behind my back about me, being a great guy to work for. But incredible facility, incredible service. Everybody there is friendly. I mean, all the employees, you're not going to run into somebody. We have not run into somebody that just wasn't pleasant. And how do you do that? I mean, that is just incredibly the leadership from the top down. He should write a book about it, and maybe someday he will. Anyway, got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging and their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's a no-cost program to the people that are in it, and the whole mission behind it is to reduce the number of debilitating falls that older adults and people with disabilities can have in their own homes. So they're making your home safer, putting in grab rails, grab rails in the shower, in the bathtub. Maybe you need some railings on or a ramp, things like that. And so, like I said, it's no cost to the people in the program, but you got to reach out. Give them a call at 530-842-1687. And we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Chairman Jones from the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, inviting you to my third town hall meeting with special guest Dr. Frank, Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel. Are you ready for the truth about elections? Are you ready for a bombshell? Chair Jones' town hall meeting is free and open to all residents. Saturday, December 16th, 6 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Don't miss this event. Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Good Old-Fashioned Big Family Christmas, a comedy by Pat Cook and directed by Andrew Gibson. Follow the chaotic holiday celebrations of the Vanderhoff family as they gather for Christmas. The family faces a series of hilarious and unexpected events, testing their bonds and highlighting the true meaning of togetherness. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store reading A Good Old-Fashioned Big Family Christmas, December 1st through 17th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Broke my heart when you said we'll part.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Am I on? Welcome back. Test, test, test. Doesn't sound like it. Am I back? Test.
You are on.
I can't hear you. Well, am I on? You sure?
The headphones were low.
Test, test. Oh, there we go. Thank you. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, the only one with the only one in the area with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, highly rated by the Leapfrog Foundation, rating all the hospitals in the United States, and of course they're a teaching hospital, and they just brought on 13 residents, international doctors coming in here for a three-year program. And next year will be another 10 or 11, and the year after that another 10 or 11. So there's going to be a lot of doctors helping out at Shasta Regional Medical Center, at the Veterans Clinic, at other clinics here in town while they're working for the residencies. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay. While I was gone, while we were gone, things happen. Let's start with the Board of Supervisors. Kevin Cry was elected to be the next chairman of the Board of Supervisors, skipping Tim Garman. It's not the first time they've done things like that over there. And, of course, Kevin Cry is the subject of a recall that will happen in March. But that's it's like 3 months away. And the and then Chris Kellstrom was voted to be the, the pro tem chairman, pro tem after him. So, again, they skipped They skip Garmin. It's not the first time they do things like that. However, moving over to the city of Reading, they also had somewhat of a contentious election for mayor. It's not really an election. It's the five of them vote to see who's going to be mayor. And in many, many cases, just like at the board, many, many, mostly, always, the vice mayor becomes mayor. And it's, you know, it's not like they've got the tremendous amount of power or anything, but it's, you know, hey, mayor of Reading. And they're voted in by their fellow council members. And it usually goes vice mayor, and then the pro tem becomes vice, and then the next year they become mayor and all this. So, not so fast. It appears that his vice mayor, Mark Mazzano, should have been the next mayor of Reading. However, Jack Munns ignored that and instead made a motion to elect Tanessa Audette mayor and Julie Winter vice mayor. And the motion passed 3-2 with the now ex-mayor, Michael DeQuisto, and Mazzano voting no. And to say that Michael DeQuisto was upset about this, might have been saying is like, oh, the Grand Canyon is a hole in the ground. So he called it, and these are – tell her to call back at 8:30, please. He called it the Bethel juggernaut at work. Now – Tanessa Audette, who's just elected, and I think she's been there, a year, maybe less, is running for the state assembly spot, replacing Megan Daly, who's running for her husband's Senate spot as he's aged out or termed out. So, but Mazzano is also running for the assembly. And you could say that, well, whoever's mayor of Reading, you know, that's a good thing to be on your portfolio when you're running. However, according to Mike DeQuisto, and we're going to have Mike on later on this week, maybe Thursday, he said now former mayor said Mazzano has worked harder than any other council member during his time on the dais. So he's earned the right to be mayor. And so he's saying it's nothing but a political vote and the Bethel juggernaut. Now, Julie Winters said that her preference for Audette was not related to Bethel. I would just like to say I really resent the mayor saying he has anything to do with Bethel, my church, my religion. And Munns on Tuesday said he remembers DeQuisto once said that we can vote any way we want. So I'm doing what I want. I'm going to vote for Tanessa. And then then it went downhill from there. The people that spoke for that evening all spoke in favor of Mark Mazzano being mayor. Now, you know, if you remember, DeQuisto got passed over by Christian Schrader, Julie Winter, and I think Aaron Reznor for mayor once. And then the next year he got it. But because they said he wasn't the face that they wanted for the mayor of Reading, which is kind of interesting. He's not the face that, you know, that we want in there. But then what I found, which was kind of interesting to me, was the next day I received a press release from Tanessa Audette. And it said she sent out a news release. It said, Assembly District 1 candidate Tanessa Audette elected mayor of Reading. So I just find it interesting that the three of them seem to be voting kind of in block for what they want, and they control, these three people control the city council, and thus the city itself, the way the money's being spent, taxes being raised, or fees being raised, all of this comes down to these three. and they all go to Bethel Church. Does that make any difference? Would I, you know, they say it makes no difference at all. They just happen to go to the same church. If they went to St. Mary's Catholic Church, and there were three of them going to the Catholic Church, and Julie Winters was an elder in the church, as she is at Bethel, would you say anything? Would you worry about it? How about if they all went to a Reading Christian Fellowship, and the three of them voted the same way? So I guess my thoughts on that is that, say that, oh, it's Bethel and Bethel's running the city and all that, because you wouldn't say the same thing if they were, you know, three Catholics or three people that went to the same temple and were Jewish, or three Christians that go to Reading Christian Fellowship. I think, though, it is so blatantly political, though, to put her there. And not kind of explain the whole thing is that, you know, that she's been elected mayor, and she has. So, I just find it somehow amusing in some ways. All right, let's take a quick break. I don't know why I find it amusing. I just do. You know, and this assembly thing, we're going to really be kicking it off in January, having everybody on that's running, of course, and Heather Hathcock from out of up in Modoc County, Tanessa, Mark, I think MC Helen, okay, I'll get that when I come back. All running, they're all going to be on here, and we're going to have be able to hear in their own words what they want to do and why they make decisions the way they do. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller, so you can always find it. And it is a veteran-owned business. It's locally owned, locally operated. They give just the most fantastic haircuts. It's a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. They it's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478, or just stop by. If they've got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Whether you're born in country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Hawes Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the Mighty Hawes Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Hawes Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichawsfarms.com or simply head out to Hawes Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Hawes.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebont. Good morning, everybody. 8:35 in the morning here on the 11th of December. And good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning. I'm not sure when you wanted me to call in, but
now's fine.
Okay, did you already talk about what happened in Vegas?
Well, I talked about it. I talked about the tragedy that happened there. I talked about South Point, but you know, I kind of touched on the Cowboy Christmas. But I figured you would be able to elaborate a little bit on that.
Well,
and other things that we were there that really impressed you. I talked about how many horses they could keep there. That to me was the most impressive thing.
Well, that was one of the first impressive things that we were able to take a tour of the property. And go underneath to see where they have two arenas that are underneath where they do some of the cutting, the breakaway Miss Rodeo America, where they warm up their horses there before they go into the other main arena, which were they, when we were there on I think Thursday and Friday, they were doing bucking horse auction and bull auction. So some of the stock that you see in rodeos, not only in Reading but other rodeos, they're brought through it. People can see them where there's you know, really good riders. They're just like you're watching a rodeo, really good riders, so you can see the you know, the, like I said, you see them in action.
And these horses are being bought, you know, I mean, you're not getting these horses for $5,000. These are $100,000, you know, $50,000, $60,000, you know, depending on the horse, you know, the younger horse is less, but the older horse is, you know, into $100,000 range. Mm-hmm. And the bulls also, some of the horses competing at the NFR are 19, 20, 21 years old. And still bucking.
And we talk about the moving parts that are just, you know, phenomenal and the care for the animals. I mean, first and foremost, you know, we talk about it's not just the people that are the athletes, it's the animals are the athletes. And these athletes and the stock owners owning these animals. And if you didn't hear the show on Friday, you can go back to the last hour. We had John Growney, of course, he's famous for Red Rock fame out of Red Bluff, and he is entered into a new ownership with another guy who where they have the capacity to be, you know, be stock contractors once again. But he talked about it's just like with people. As we get going in life, we know that there's certain things if we have certain minerals and electrolytes and whatever in our bodies that, you know, like a bodybuilder, you know, they know what goes in their body and how it makes them perform. And we're not talking about steroids. We're talking about nutrition and the science behind the nutrition. And that was a fascinating thing to see that the sport is evolving along these lines. And when we talk about how they care for their animals, they do care for the animals. I'm telling you that the stalls downstairs at South Point were cleaner than, you know, a Starbucks bathroom, okay? They were cleaner than that. And, you know, we all, as we travel, if we can't get to a rest stop, where do we go? We hit a McDonald's or a Starbucks to go to the bathroom, you know, buy a water or whatever you're going to get and just be on your way. So, yeah, these stops along the way. So one of the things that my big takeaway is that in our society, as we see our society changing, that we grew up, you know, where I am in my 60s, Carl's in his 70s, I don't know unless it's really passed down by your family and by, it's a generational thing. We were brought up by your handshake and your eyes looking at your neighbor is your bond. And it is a cowboy way. I mean, ethics, truth, you know, that kind of thing. And so what that whole week for me was, you know, the respect for the flag, the respect for the veterans, the respect for the cowboy way. Your word is your honor. I mean, such as that we talked about the president of PRCA. I'm sure Carl already discussed this on Thursday morning when we heard that they were canceling the rodeo opening night. 17,000 people, animals, stock, display. What are we going to do tonight? Oh, my God. Everything. We understand. We can't be mad. We understand we have to be respectful of the fact that people lost their lives. It's a tragedy. And so on Thursday morning when Tom, the head of the PRCA, is scheduled, we're thinking, oh, we're going to have to stretch. We don't know. You know, we can't expect him to be here. Showed up. Some of the other guys that are really, like, high up in the, as well in the organization, they showed up because they said, well, we said we were going to be here, so we're going to be here. And Carl and I looked at each other like, when do you hear that anymore? Who has a million excuses of why they don't come? There they were, where their opening night was unfolding. Nobody knew what was going to happen. They had to meet with the city. They had to meet with the college. They had to meet with the police department. They had to meet with all of these moving parts in Las Vegas to figure out what they were going to do on opening night and how the news was going to unfold and what they were going to do with all these competitors that came from all over the world to be there because they have to compete in those 10 days. What are they going to do? So, and they still took time to be on Carl and Linda Bott's little Reading radio, you know, KCNR, and it was the honor code. Am I on the air?
Yeah, everything's going.
Okay, there's nobody said anything. I'm just mad.
We're listening. Now we're listening.
Yeah. So that's my take, and just honor, respect, and you had mentioned something before that, you know, don't do the whole, like, oh, they're not really a cowboy because, you know, sometimes you don't have to wear the hat and the boots to still have the cowboy way. There's a cowboy code that, well, who wrote that cowboy code? Wasn't it the guy who used to be with the, used to wear the mask on his eyes? Who was he?
Well, it wasn't a Lone Ranger. Who knows? It could have. Who knows where it came from? But they lived by it. But Cody Johnson, the very, very famous singer, was the keynote speaker at the PRCA in our convention there, and he talked about he wanted to be a cowboy since he was just a little kid. And the first time he got on a horse was when he was 16, that he followed his dad's footsteps and went into the Texas Correctional Facility as a guard. But he wanted to sing. And he told a story as how he said God had a plan for him. And he wanted to also be a rodeo cowboy. So he was a bull rider for a couple years. And he said, but it's obvious I was not going to be a bull rider that can make any money. And he said, It was kind of like God was telling him, you're not going to make it after he busted his ankle in two places. He got beat up. So he just put his, he said, I had a God-given talent to sing. And now, of course, he has become, world famous.
The interesting thing is that they're not an overnight sensation like Garth Brooks. I mean, we hear these guys, they're road warriors. They work at every honky tonk, every backwater place. They gigged for like 10 years. And his wife worked to support him. And that's what happened with Garth Brooks. You heard about him. They played and played and played and played. And then he was lucky enough to hit it, write his own songs. The same with Cody Johnson, writing his own songs and then being able to tell, I'm not losing my hat. I'm doing it my way. I'm going to keep my royalties. I'm going to keep my masters.
Yeah. He had a chance for a big record deal and they wanted him to lose his hat. And he said, I'm not going to do it. They told George Strait the same thing and he told him no also. And he said, George Strait's his idol. And he says, someday I'd love to be on the stage with George Strait.
Oh, well, they will be.
Okay, hon, thanks for calling in and giving
and
your perspective.
And then talk about Red Steagall and how we felt like we really had an epic moment with Red Steagall at the opening night gala where it was up close and personal and to tell his story about overcoming polio. That took the use of his right shoulder, and there is somebody who's the epitome of the cowboy way.
Yeah, he says I'm always the last out because he can't throw the saddle like everybody else because his left shoulder just isn't working like that. He can strum a guitar, but he can't lift anything. So he's kind of he also epitomizes somebody that has worked hard his whole life. And has achieved this. He was the inducted into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame while we were there. So,
yeah.
An incredible man, 85 years old, and tells great stories and sings, and his poems are just incredible. So, thank you.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. All right, let's take a quick break.
Hello, this is Chairman Jones from the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, inviting you to my third town hall meeting with special guest Dr. Frank, Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel. Are you ready for the truth about elections? Are you ready for a bombshell? Chair Jones' town hall meeting is free and open to all residents. Saturday, December 16th, 6 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Don't miss this event. Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
Our local writing community is thriving. With your first draft in NaNoWriMo complete, there's a lot more to learn about getting your story into the hands of readers. Find Reading Writers Forum on Facebook to connect. And of course, this holiday season, we want to give a big shout out to our troops for the opportunity they've given us to create freely. So this Christmas, we give a big salute to our troops.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine.
Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our last segment back here in Redding, California. Gosh, it's so good to get home. I mean, you know, it was exhausting 5 days, 6 days, and then 12-hour drive home. For some reason, it says 10 hours. But it's not 10 hours from Redding to Vegas, especially if you go through Susanville and there's ice and on the roads up there in the mountains. So, but welcome back. It's going to be sunny today, high near 66. Rest of the week's going to be like that. It's going to be nice days rest of the week. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You know, I don't know if you followed when the three presidents from MIT, Harvard, and UPenn spoke in front of Congress, but thoroughly stepped all over their themselves when it comes to anti-Semitism. And the president, University of Pennsylvania president, Liz McGill, really none of them addressed it about anti-Semitism and things that are going on in their campuses. Well, one of their mega donors pulled $100 million endowment, $100 million endowment away because there's something in there that says if the university does things that are, you know, that discriminate, we'll pull it. And they felt like, hey, you discriminated against your Jewish students. Anyway, the University of Pennsylvania's president has resigned amid pressure from donors and criticism over the testimony when she was there. It's her second year at the Ivy League school. And the governor of Pennsylvania, after her statement, said, this is not how we feel about this anti-Semitism in Pennsylvania. And, you know, that, you know, he threw his, you know, he was quite unhappy with it. She's going to remain as a tenured faculty member there in the Cary Law School. And when she was accused of failing to protect Jewish students amid rising fears of anti-Semitism worldwide and fallout from the war in Gaza. The three presidents were called before the committee to answer these accusations, but they lawyered up, I guess you could say, and their answers drew renewed blowback from opponents. When she repeatedly asked whether calling for the genocide of Jews would violate the Penn's code of conduct, if speech turns into conduct, it can be harassment. It's context-dependent decision. Gosh, if they're calling for the eradication of Jews, I would think that that's pretty serious. And if they had said, what if they had said, you know, if it had been a calling for the genocide of Asians, blacks, Hispanics, when this happened. What would have happened? Anyway, you know, and so here's the other thing. A day after they were there, all three presidents coming out, going, you know, trying to cover their answers and all that, but it was too late. So, say goodbye to the University of Pennsylvania president. You know, we talk about suicide rates of veterans, and you know, we've talked about that a lot. And but it seems to be the largest group of suicide rates. A rate of suicide in the U.S. peaks with older Americans, older male Americans, 65 and above. The suicide rate is rising. Is it dramatically? I'm not sure if it's dramatically, but it's been rising. And they're trying to figure it out, and they're saying mainly it's the older males that just don't talk about it and having to reach out to that. And how do you do that? You know, it's, again, suicide is it peaks around holidays. Maybe they'll make it through Christmas, but right after Christmas, a lot of people end their lives. And what can you do? You know, you've got to be observant. You've got to be checking on people, you know, especially family members, and just asking them, are you contemplating suicide? Are you thinking about it? And so, you know, people, oh, no, you shouldn't ask them that. They'll put it in their mind. Nope. If it's already in their mind, the only thing you're doing is, are you thinking about it? What if they say yes? What do you do then? Well, there's so many ways, so many organizations out there that can help. But identifying it and having the person talk to you about it, they're reaching out for help. In many cases, especially older males, they don't reach out like that. So I've known, I don't know, 2-3 people I've known for a long time are no longer with us. You know, they weren't in my general vicinity. They were, in fact, two of them were cross country. And we didn't have that much, contact at all. However, if there's people that you know, maybe it's the guy down the street. That you know, your neighbor that you see on a regular basis. You know, are you noticing anything about that? It's touchy, and it's so hard for people, because a lot of times we've inoculated ourselves. That we're kind of like taking care of ourselves and our family, and you can't reach out like that. But if you see something, it is difficult, but you can do it. The island nation of Barbados has just said they want $4.5 trillion reparations for slavery. $4.5 trillion for slavery for the island nation of Barbados. Barbados is the home of Mount Gay Rum. I actually was able to take a tour of the factory there one time when I was working for a company that brought all of their people from all over the world. We were doing things for them down to Barbados for the annual convention. $4.5 trillion for the island of Barbados. I think it would fix any problems they'd have. But I'm not sure. I don't know if it's the whole world, if it's the UN that they're going to. Or, I mean, you know, everybody pays their fair share. But you know how I feel about reparations. This week, we're going to see tomorrow. We're going to be talking to Turtle Bay. We're going to see how it's going out there at the Festival of Lights, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Got the, let me see, second week. No, we're going to have, hopefully the sheriff will be in on Wednesday. Thursday, we're going to try and get the former mayor, Michael DeQuisto, on to talk about what happened there. And Friday, the House of Realty will be with us this week, plus with other guests. Thursday, Trish will be here with me, and we'll be talking, like I said, hopefully to Michael DeQuisto about his take on this, and of course invite Julie Winter and Josh Munns on also to talk about, you know, what brought this on. Was it what was the reasoning behind it? Because they gave no reasons to skip over Mazzano. I'd just kind of like to see if they would come on and talk about it, among other things that are happening here in the city of Reading. Maybe we'll get our new mayor on, because now she's the one that puts things on the agenda and all that. So anyway, have a great day today. It's going to be a nice day. We're so happy to be home and be back from the from that trip, and so have a good day, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.